Hey there, I got a question for you. What one thing today, next 24 hours, that's going on in your marriage that lets your spouse know? One thing, hey honey, I love you. One thing that you do, or maybe it's them to you, you know, one thing they do every day or that you've experienced that you say, hey, that lets me know that they too love me. Now we're really talking about the power of one thing, love habits in your marriage. Why so? Why are we talking about this? Because it's going to change somebody's marriage today. And I'm going to talk about that, the power of one thing. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson. I'm here in the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And we're going to talk a little bit about the power of one thing when it comes to the thing that maybe matters most today in your earthly relationship, and that's with that spouse of yours and your family. So come on in. And, you know, when I think about the power of one thing, it comes back to this whole question of, you know, life is hard enough. Marriage is hard enough. The things that we wrestle with in life as Christians, they're hard enough on their own. And then we come along, come on now, you and I come along and we make it harder than we ought to. We make it harder than it needs to be. God's intention for his children, God's intention for you is good. The Bible tells us that he gives us a hope and a future. Are you feeling hopeful in your marriage today? Do you feel like you have a future in your marriage? My wife and I have been married a lot of years, and I do. I feel that way, and it's not because just by accident. It's not because we're just terrific people. My wife is, but I will tell you this. It's because we've worked at it and because we've been intentional in our relationship. And so when I look at this topic today, of how to be intentional in your relationship, really comes down to aligning our intention, our expectations, how we live today, with God's good intentions for us. And it can begin for you today. So I'll tell you what, I want to open the phone line, and I need your help. We got some people that are ready to go to share with us the power of one thing in marriage. Because I believe, and I've seen in my work over the years, that it's doable, it breaks inertia, and it's the only way to create the habits that can make a marriage work. You got to get started, and it's got to be daily, and it should start today. So what's one thing going on in your marriage every day that you experience that's making a difference? One thing. 888-888-1717.
The one thing for marriage that I have found is so important is for us to get up in the morning and pray over our spouse, to lift them up to the Lord and put them in his hands.
The way we work on our marriage is constantly trying to put our marriage before our children.
My 30-day intention is to have a better attitude toward the way that I speak to my husband.
I've made it the practice of each morning asking her, what thing is there today that you want us to do together?
My one thing is just being grateful and thankful for his time and satisfied and content that what he's doing is best for us.
What I want to do this year for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him.
It's more of a phrase. It's I choose to. There are definitely times where you don't feel like choosing to love your person, choosing to be kind, choosing to be respectful. But those times, it's most important to choose to love them anyway, to respect them anyway, and to accurately reflect God's love for us to your spouse, especially when you don't feel like it.
I've gone to my wife and said, what is one thing that I can change to make our marriage better? I do that about every 2 months, 3 months.
You want to have a good marriage, it can begin today. And you may be thinking, my marriage is crummy. We're really struggling. It's not working. I've told people over the years, you know, you don't feel love, you start acting loving. You do one thing every day. And as you heard one of the comments there, you do it even when you don't feel like it. Because I tell you, marriage can be tough. Life's tough. We live in a confusing, upside-down world with a lot of stresses on relationships. The power of one thing. What is it? 888-888-1717. Love habits. I don't want to be what some of you of a certain age remember Groucho Marx, comedian. He said, marriage is a wonderful institution, but who wants to live in an institution? And I laugh because we don't. You know, the goal is we want to be soulmates. That's a term we often hear, that idea that we really connect at that soul level of our our minds, our hearts, our spirit, and of course, spiritually, which is so important. But some of you have just kind of drifted into being roommates. You know, you get along and you get things done like you would with a college roommate. Unfortunately, others, maybe you feel this way, it's slid into being more like prison mates. You're kind of stuck. Boy, that's not God's intention. All right, the power of one thing. Come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Petra in Arizona. What's your one thing?
Well, my grandparents always had a chalkboard in the kitchen, and they always left notes on it to each other. So when they passed away, that was the only thing I wanted from them was that chalkboard.
Wow.
And from the day my husband and I got married, and it'll be 30 years coming this March, we have left, at the top of the chalkboard, it says, I am thankful for. And every night, I write down what I'm thankful for from him. And every morning, he writes down what he's thankful for from me. Because I'm a night owl, he's a morning person. And we make sure we always go to bed together. And as soon as he falls asleep, I get up and I go do, finish my things, laundry, whatever around the house. But I always make sure I leave what I'm thankful for him. And it has made a huge difference in our marriage over the years, because you know, when you're fighting or you're having a stressful day, and sometimes you do go to bed mad even though you don't want to, but we go to bed and we pray together, make sure we forgive what we need to forgive, and then when he gets up in the morning, he sees what I was thankful for. I think that's what a lot of people forget, is thanking each other.
I do agree. That's about as low-tech love as I've ever heard. Come on, we're using chalkboards, but it works, right?
It does. It absolutely does, because it's right by the pantry where he walks in to make his coffee, and it's where I walk in to get the dog treats in the morning and the evening. So we have it right there to where we can't miss it. And it helped with our kids as well, because when my daughter was growing up, she always saw little notes that we left for her and for each other. And the day she got married, her wedding present was a chalkboard from me.
Oh, wow. You know, you could even upgrade now to a whiteboard. in fact, I saw them at Walgreens yesterday for about $4.99. Seriously, though, you just got maybe one of the best ideas. Simple, low-tech, I love you, stick it where everybody sees it, and write some notes to each other. That's powerful. You know, I started the show by saying life is hard. Marriage is hard. You get it. I get it. Because we're Christians, doesn't make it easier. Should, but it doesn't always, because we still live in this upside down world. But you know what? We come along and we kind of like kick sand into the eyes of our marriage and make it harder than we ought to. Wrong decisions, too much clutter. And frankly, every day, if we want to be successful in life, here's the research. Every research study I have, every research study I've read says that the power of one thing, focusing on one thing at a time, can make a difference. And if you want to today say, you know, my marriage, okay, not going the way I want it to go, but I can do this. Some of these ideas we're going to be sharing, the power of one thing. What's one thing that's going on in your marriage that's making a difference? The line should be overflowing. Now, we're getting calls. We'll get to them in a moment here, because this is so simple, and it is so direct, and it is so powerful. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Debbie on the phone in Michigan. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi. What's your one thing for your marriage?
Well, me and my husband have been married for 45 years together, for going on 49 years. And while he was working, and he had a very difficult occupation, construction work, cement work, working on the roads, on the weekends when he didn't have to work, which was not very often, he would always wake me up in bed with coffee. Mm. And he retired just over 4 years ago, and he has woke me up with coffee every single morning since then.
Every day. What does that mean to you?
Every day. It means a lot to me because his, like I said, his occupation was hard, and raising three kids, our youngest had autism, and it could feel very lonely, and it was very, it felt like a single mom a lot of times because he was working his fanny off for his family, and it just lonely. And now that he is retired, he every day when he wakes me up, it's just I will always wake up without him in the morning because he'd be gone at, you know, get up at 4 a.m. And off to work, and then falling asleep right after dinner, you know, because of his job. And it's just a way of he really makes me feel like I matter because he takes that time to, we live in a colonial, so he has to, you know, I'm sure he'd rather just sit and drink his coffee and read the, you know, the news and do his own thing, start on his yard work, you know, because he's always doing something. But he takes that time to walk up the flight of stairs, bring me my coffee, kind of give me a little back rub, wake me up, you know, and it makes me feel like I matter.
Yeah. Did you get it? Let's bring it down to where we live here, folks. Thank you, Debbie. Makes me matter. It's not the coffee. Maybe you don't like coffee. But whatever it is, it makes a difference. By the way, I do get a brownie point. I was out for an early errand today, and I stopped at the Brugger's place here in town, kind of a breakfast place deal. And I got down a large coffee, took it home to her, because I know that, I mean, she's got a coffee machine, but I do that because I love her. And I'm not a big coffee drinker, a little bit, not much, but this is important, so I brought it to her. Do I get any applause? Thank you. All right. The power of one thing. That's what we're talking about. One thing that can make a difference in your marriage. What is it? What's going on in your marriage? You might be thinking nothing. Maybe today's the day you say, hey, I want to break inertia. Some of this stuff I'm hearing today, I can do, and I'm going to. Because two things. I want to bring glory to God when I do this. I do this in Jesus' name because I love him, and as a result, I'm going to love my spouse. And secondly, because I love them, I'm going to do it even if it doesn't fit into my comfort zone, whatever it is. 888-888-1717. What's one thing today that lets you know that your spouse loves you or that you love them? 888-888-1717. I'll be back. Hey, Liz is going to tell us something special going on in her marriage.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
What a tripwire is simply an opportunity to be shaken out of autopilot long enough to stop and think about what's going on in our life. You know, we get in life and we put on the autopilot. We kind of fly along. Also, we need something that shakes us out of it. The thing about tripwires, though, they can either be positive or negative. They can either blow you up, right? Or they can warn you. Think about some of the tripwires, the wartime tripwires, the explosives that, you know, destroy and maim. We've seen that. But, you know, your garage door has a tripwire too, doesn't it? A little light beam that goes across. So if the garage door is closing and all of a sudden one of your children or grandchildren trip that wire, trip that light, the door supposedly is going to stop and go back up. Tripwires can save your life. And that's the intention of the lesson this month. It's on our website at theintentionallife.com. It's available to you and friends all around the world who are taking advantage of the resources that are free and available at our website. And I want to say thanks just a few people who have recently joined us and indicated that they're a part of what we call recurring monthly members of the Intentional Living family. And Renee recently joined us from Battle Creek, Michigan. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it. Kate from Peoria, Arizona, in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix area. Thank you, Kate. Sherry in Wisconsin joined us monthly. Donald in Oglethorpe, Georgia. Thank you from Middle Georgia for being a part of the ministry of Intentional Living. And Judith joined us from Huntington Woods, Michigan. That's the Metro Detroit area, listening to the new 93.1 from Metro Detroit. Thank you. Guys and ladies, thank you for being a part of supporting the ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you're making a difference. We'd love to have you join us. Use the same phone number, by the way, 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Instead of 1 to talk to me, press 2. It'll talk to our team. You can get signed up or go to theintentionallife.com. Today, the power of one thing. What's one thing today that maybe you've made a habit in your marriage that you do that lets your spouse know that you love them? Or maybe you resonate more with the opposite of that. What's the one thing today and on a regular basis that you experience from your spouse that lets you know that they love you? Call them love habits. The purpose of the show today is to help us think about the power of doing the next right one thing.
I've been married for almost 4 years. When I get home from work, I go in and I'll sit down with my husband a lot of times and I'll say, "Hey, honey, how was your day?" And he'll go, "It's been okay." And I'm like, "Okay." So we sit down and I get to the heart of it. And we just sit down and watch TV together. And if I want something to drink, I ask him, I said, "Do you want anything to drink, or, you know, are you hungry?" "No." And I was like, "Okay." So I'll just sit down and we'll talk about what happened that day. And usually that does work for both of us, not to mention it's praying. I pray for him almost every day. And I have my mom praying for him and for me as well, because I believe prayer should be the number one in our marriage. I believe that, you know, we should pray for each other. And it's not been an easy marriage, but God has gotten us through a lot of it.
Yeah, we're not Pollyanna about it here. We know it's difficult. Marriages are tough, and I've been around long enough and counseled with enough families and thousands of people that we've taught in our conferences to recognize there's just so many stresses in marriage. And we know that most marriages that end in divorce do so in the first 7-8 years of marriage, often because the issues aren't getting resolved and the patterns of new habits aren't being developed and the honeymoon days are over, right? Those high moments and the reality of kids and money and all the issues of life start to settle in, and we kind of fall back, let down our guard, and stop doing the things that we need to be doing. God's intention for your marriage is good. He loves you. But he also has expectations in how we choose to love each other, the Bible says, respect each other, submit to each other, Ephesians 5:21. These are things that make a difference in our marriage. Made a difference in our marriage, my wife and I, in our many years together. Not perfect, but learning to be intentional in our relationship with each other. Our goal here, by the way, our goal is to help you discover that one thing that will change everything. Something today in your marriage, that's the focus. It could be in money on another day, or it could be at work on another day. But our goal is to help you discover that one thing that can make everything better in your marriage, bring glory to God and a huge benefit, more peace and hope and health to you and to your relationships. And that's why we're here. So what's the one thing? Maybe you want to make a commitment today. We want to pray with you about one thing. We're happy to do it. 888-888-1717. I think we're going to Robin next. Robin, in Texas, what's your one thing?
So mine is, I didn't get married until I was 40. I waited a long time for my husband, but I got a really good one. But the one thing I learned was be his cheerleader, because nobody is going to cheer my husband on more than I can and should. And so I just really try to remember that I need to be supportive of him, because the world is just going to just attack. And what I can do to alleviate that and try not to be, as the Bible says, a dripping faucet.
I bet you he appreciates it. Does he let you know how much he appreciates that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. My husband is, I waited so long for him. he is absolutely perfect for me. Not a perfect guy, but just a perfect person for me. I just have learned so much before I got married. So that was just one thing I remember in premarital counseling that they said, you know, like, no one's going to love him more than you. And you got to be in his corner and help him. And so, and he does the same for me, but I can only control what I can control. And so that's the one thing that I try to do.
You know, when you do that, what you're doing is you're sharing the fact that God is making a difference in your life and in the relationship you have with your spouse. Powerful thing. Okay, let's go to Justin next over in New Mexico. What's your one thing for your marriage, Justin?
So for a healthy marriage, you have to have passion, intimacy, and commitment. Yep. And whenever you have children, you can sometimes see that flame that you once had start to dwindle a little bit because your focus starts to go towards paying bills, going to baseball games, your child sleeping in the middle of the bed with the, between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, intimacy and that passion starts to flicker. So if I could give one good thing that we do, is that's respite. And a lot of churches offer respite and really take advantage of it. You know, be intentional about coming up with a schedule. My wife and I, we have something called a 1-1-1, where we give each other 1 hour a week, 1 day a month, and then 1 week a year. And you don't think about 1 hour a week being a lot, but how often do we give our spouse 1 hour a month where it's just the two of you?
Mm, that's true. I like that. I like the pattern, and you're being very intentional. You guys, you got a plan. You're following it. I mean, we talk about habits. You guys got it down. You said passion, intimacy, and what was it?
Commitment.
Commitment. Yeah, you got to have that, don't you?
Love.
How long you been married?
We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary, July 18th.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Now, is this something you all sat down and talked about early on, or was there a point where you said, hey, we got to talk about some things, or how'd you come up with this?
I feel like there's that 7-year itch where, you know, things start to get a little bit, you know, you start to buy a home, you start to have children, and next thing you know, you start focusing on, like I said, bills, and don't get me wrong, focus your attention on your children, but I want to say hit a rocky road. And that's whenever we had to sit down and really come up with a plan. We have family. It is okay for our son to go there. We do have church. It is okay for our son to go there and not be right next to us during service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just coming up with that intentional thing to, you know, have that one-on-one, knowing that it is okay.
Have you ever run into a tripwire in your life?
What a tripwire is simply an opportunity to be shaken out of autopilot long enough to stop and think about what's going on in their life.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, he talks about 10 tripwires we can encounter in our lives and how we should respond to them.
Whenever a tripwire goes off in your life, I think we should ask two questions. One is, what is God's purpose in this? The second one is, as a result of that, what am I going to do?
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you for doing that. You know, Martin Luther wrote this, of course, this was a different time, but he made an interesting statement. He said, let the wife make the husband glad to come home and let him make her sorry to see him leave. Yep. Of course, today that could be the reverse too, right? I mean, because of the working families and so on, but the principle still stands. Martin Luther, right on. Thank you, my friend. Well, he made a difference too, didn't he? In the world. You know, when we talk about marriage, the power of marriage, what we're really talking about when we do a show like this, The Power of One Thing, we're really saying, hey, we're going to be mindful of what's going on in our marriage. And I'm going to get behind the eyes of my spouse. And I'm going to figure out one thing that's going to make a difference. I want to make it like the cookies are on the lower shelf, something you can do. So often in our marriage work and counseling and conferences, sometimes we share 10 things that you need to do, and they're kind of high and lofty, and you think, man, I can't even look her in the eye right now, or he can't look me in the eye because of the difficulties that we have in our relationship, or because we're so busy and going in different directions. And so I always close my conferences by asking the question, what one thing that you could commit to do for the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in your life, in your marriage, your own peace, your own sense of contentment, and perhaps to your spouse as well. And about 70% of the people recognize there's one thing that can make a difference. So I really want to ask you that same question. What one thing could you do, if you're not today, that would make the single biggest difference in your marriage, for you and for your spouse, for your kids and your family? And then I guess I would ask, what's that one thing that's keeping you from doing that?
Hi, my name is Diane, and I'm listening to Dr. Randy sharing about one thing that has made my marriage closer. And I'd say that praying for each other and giving each other space, because we're both artists, and sometimes when we try to work on the same art project, sometimes we just need a little bit of time from each other because we don't want tension to develop. And we do better at finding time to pray together when we're in a stressful situation over the phone, and we do better than that than trying to find time to read the Bible together. And so prayer has really been a big help for us. And of course, I enjoy listening to the radio show with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Well, I'm glad you are. Thank you, Diane. Listen, I can see two artists working together on the same project can be a little difficult at times, right? My wife is an artist, very good at it, by the way, watercolor. And I'm sure if I offered any advice, it would not only be not well received, but probably not helpful as well. You know what? We're wrapping up the show, but I want to do this. I want to open up the phone lines again, because we're going to record for the next half hour for a show that's going to air Monday. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. If you're willing to call and say, hey, here's one thing that I'm going to be doing for my spouse in the next 30 days. I got it, and I'm going to do this for God's glory and our benefit. I'm going to send you my one thing wristband. We'll catch your address and we'll send it to you. Steven, you can do that? Okay. But you got to call. The one thing wristband that I wear, we'll send it to you as a way of getting you started to think about the power of one thing. Got to call 888-888-1717, and you got to be willing to make that commitment for your spouse. We're not going to be looking in your windows to double check, but it's a commitment between you and God and your spouse. 888-888-1717. We'll be back tomorrow with more Talking Parenting tomorrow. Hope you join us. I'm Dr. Randy, Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.